Stay awake. Stay awake. Stay awake. July 8th. It's a beautiful day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and everyone's dead. It's not what I thought the end would look like. There are no bodies in the streets, no burning cars, no hordes of zombies picking off survivors. Nothing like that. It's more like the world went to sleep and never woke up.
Q-Code and Wood Elf present The Edge of Sleep. Starring Mark Fishbach. Created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block.
The first night before it began, I dreamed I was under the ocean. I was walking in a field of seagrass. Tall green stalks loomed over me, swaying in the dark water. As I pushed through the weeds, I could see something glowing. I followed the light, letting it guide me through the grass. I came across a whale. It was glowing, like an old neon sign. Seaweed dangled from its mouth. Or maybe it was growing there like a great long beard. The whale was enormous, the size of a battleship. It was like a sea monster out of an ancient myth. The beast turned to me and spoke.
What did you bring me?
Nothing.
Check your pockets.
I checked my coat and found a bottle of sleeping pills.
Give it to me.
I didn't question the whale. I uncapped the bottle. The whale sucked the drugs into his mouth, creating a vortex in the water. It suddenly lit up like a slot machine and began to glow in 100 different colors.
I have a message for you. Beware of the orphan.
I don't understand.
Next time, bring better presents.
What's up?
What the fuck, man?
What?
You just dumped your pills all over your desk.
No, I didn't.
Look.
Oh, shit.
What the hell, man? Were you asleep?
No, not. All right, yeah. Man, I just had the craziest dream.
I shit you not, man. You were just sitting there mumbling to yourself. Then you started throwing your pills all over the fucking room.
Really?
Yes, you psycho! I should have filmed you and uploaded that shit.
Oh, man.
You feeling okay, bro?
Yeah. I just need a minute.
Take as much time as you need, man. I'm gonna stretch my legs. You want something from the machine?
Yeah, I'll take a ginger ale.
One ginger ale coming up.
I was working as a night watchman at Dexa Labs, a tech company on the outskirts of Santa Mira, California. Most nights it was just Mateo and I. We'd spend our shifts talking about anything and everything. Sex, sports, politics, whatever helped us pass the time. When it was just the two of us in a 100,000 square foot office compound, it felt like we were alone in the world.
No ginger ale tonight. I got you a root beer.
I don't like root beer.
Tough shit.
All right, I think I got a dollar in my wallet.
It's on me, my man. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
Here, I brought you some chips too.
Why are you so good to me?
Because I'm stuck with you in this shithole.
Fair enough.
Oh, Jesus. There's still a couple of pills under my desk. You want them?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
They've got some hair on them.
I don't care. Give them over.
You gotta be careful with this shit, man. A friend of mine at the VA hospital was on this crap. And one night he woke up and found out he had driven to the parking lot of his kid's school. He had no fucking idea how he got there. He didn't remember getting out of bed and driving his car.
I know, man. It's just a temporary thing. I'm just trying to get used to sleeping alone.
You need someone to keep your bed warm? Give me your phone.
No.
Come on, I'll do it for you.
No way.
Yup, tonight's the night, man. I'm signing you up. All the dating apps, we're doing this. It's easy. You create a profile, you write something like, "Hi, my name is Dave. I'm 29 and I'm weird as fuck." Then you swipe right, swipe right, swipe right.
Sounds like the worst video game ever.
Except it's better than a video game because you actually get laid.
I'm not ready, man. Just maybe next week.
What the hell are you waiting for? It's not like Katie's coming back. Oh, what? Was she the only girl who understood you? Are you so different and weird that you'll never find love again? Bullshit. I know plenty of creepy guys in Iraq, and they all have wives and kids. And trust me, once you're back in the game, you'll find all sorts of weird girls out there.
Okay. All right. Okay, fine. If it'll shut you up, you can make me a profile.
Shit.
What? What's up?
Check out camera 3.
I looked over Mateo's shoulder on the security cam. A lone van had just pulled into the lab's parking lot. It sat with its engine running, alone in the darkness.
Probably teenagers. I bet they want to light up some fireworks. I got this one. Hang 10.
You sure?
Yep. See you in a few.
When I saw who was calling, I froze. I looked at my phone like a bomb that was about to go off.
Hi.
Hey.
Happy 4th of July.
Thanks, you too. I'm sorry if this is weird.
Nah, that's okay.
How are you?
I'm alright.
Yeah?
No, actually, that's a lie. I'm a complete wreck. I miss you.
I miss you too.
You do?
Yeah, of course. This wasn't easy for me, Dave. I'm sorry. I didn't call, but I thought it'd be easier if I didn't hear your voice.
So that's why you ghosted me?
I didn't ghost you.
Well, what would you call it then?
I needed some space to think things through.
And what was I supposed to think? We were dating for 2 years, then all of a sudden you text me that you needed some time for yourself? And you went dark. You didn't return my calls or texts for 3 weeks.
I had to do what was right for me.
So why are you calling me now?
Because I care about you, Davey. And I'm concerned.
You're concerned?
Of course.
Well, I appreciate your concern, but we've only been dating for a couple of years, and I've had this condition my whole life. I know it must have been hard for you, but it's really not your problem anymore.
Dave, you gotta understand, most of that stuff didn't bother me. I mean, sure, it sucked that we couldn't go to the movies, or a museum, or binge-watch TV, but I could live with all that.
So then what's the problem? We love each other, right? Right? Isn't that worth trying to work things out?
Maybe this was a mistake. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm just stirring things up.
Wait a second. Hold on. I just want to be able to understand. You know, I think I deserve that, at least.
You do? Oh, shit. This is really hard.
Katie, it's okay. Whatever you need to say, I need to hear it.
Day. I didn't feel safe.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Every night I was going to bed scared. I was sleeping with a knife under my mattress.
Jesus Christ.
It was getting weird by the end, Dave. I didn't know what to expect.
I can't believe I have to say this, but you know that I'd never hurt you, right?
I know that's what you believe. Shit. That's Lisa. I've gotta go.
Katie, wait. Did I do something to you?
Dave.
I need to know. Did something happen?
Listen, I gotta go.
Hold on.
I'm going to Randy's party. If you get out in time, let's talk then.
Wait, Katie! Katie!
Hey, you okay in here?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I could use a little help outside. The van is kind of sketchy.
Sketchy how?
I don't know. It just is.
The lab parking lot was empty, except for one lone van with blackout windows. The engine was running. We could hear a shitty pop song playing inside the van. Mateo snapped a picture of the license plate. As we stepped closer to the van, there was a fume that smelled off, kind of like cleaning products or burnt plastic.
Good evening, this is Dexalab Security. Someone in there? Hello? Lab Security?
Oh, hi! Sorry, I couldn't hear you because of the music.
Well, sir, can you maybe turn the music down?
What's that?
Turn the music down.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I like to play my tune so loud I can't hear myself think.
Well, we were trying to tell you, sir, that we're with Lab Security, and our parking lot is closed right now, so we're gonna have to ask you to leave the premises.
Oh, all right. I didn't know I was breaking the rules.
That's okay.
Say, do you think you boys could spare a few dollars for a veteran, given that it's Independence Day?
Yeah, sure.
Put your wallet away, Dave.
Okay.
Where were you stationed?
In Iraq.
Wow. You saw some heavy shit, huh? How many tours you do?
Two.
Where they put you through BCT up in Fort Carson?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because Fort Carson doesn't have basic training. Get the fuck out of here.
Mateo, take it easy.
Now!
Is it just the two of you out here? It must be kind of dangerous, right? Just two unarmed guys out here with all sorts of people up to no good. What do they even pay for this shit job? Minimum wage, I bet.
Fuck off.
Mateo. Is there someone in the van with you?
It's my daughter. She's sleeping.
Let us see her.
I said she's sleeping.
Ma'am, are you okay in there?
Happy 4th of July, fellas.
I got the fucker's plate. I'm calling him in.
As the trespasser peeled out, I noticed a bumper sticker on the back of his van. It said, "Same shit, different party," and showed the two animals that represent our political parties. One, of course, was a donkey, and the other was an elephant. I asked Mateo to cover for me and left work early. I felt a little guilty. He seemed on edge after our encounter in the parking lot, but I had to see Katie. She said she was going to our friend Randy's, so that's where I was heading. On the drive over, I thought about the dream I had. The whale. Its warning. And then I pushed it from my mind. I realized I was tired. I wanted this night to end. I just wanted to go home and get some sleep. When I got to Randy's, I knew instantly that I'd missed the party. When I entered the pool area, there was one straggler left. Gus, a dealer I'd met a couple times who I did not like very much.
Sup, bro? It's Connor, right?
No, I'm Dave.
Wait, you're not Connor from Huntington Beach?
I'm pretty sure.
Right, well, I'm Gus.
Yeah, I know. We've met like three times. You're the drug dealer.
Yo, yeah, I'm sensing a little fucking toot from you, man. Why don't you chill, all right? I don't want any hostility. I'm a cool guy. You just ask around, man. I'm friends with everyone.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's just been a weird night.
It's all good, man. You want something to take the edge off? I got some Molly. I got some psilocybin. 25 milligrams. It won't fuck your skull. It'll just alleviate the stress and all the bad energy.
I'm good. Have you seen Katie around?
No, man. Everybody bounced like 4:15. You missed one hell of a party.
Where's Randy?
What, the host of the most? Oh, he's over there. He's passed out in the chaise, man. Dude's fucking toast, man. Lights out.
Well, shit. I guess it's just you and me.
Yo, I didn't catch your name, brother.
I'm Dave.
Oh, fuck, man. You're Dave? Like, the Dave?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You got some brass balls coming here tonight.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm just saying, man.
You're saying what? What are you saying?
I'm just saying, Randy was talking to that messed up girl. He got angry, man. He got really pissed.
What messed up girl?
The messed up girl with her arm in a sling.
What was her name?
I didn't catch it. But after they talked, Randy was mad as hell, man. The rest of the party, he was fuming, man. He said if you showed up, he's gonna beat the shit out of you.
If I showed you a picture of this girl, would you recognize her?
Yeah, for sure, man. I got an excellent visual memory.
Was it her?
Let me see a couple more pics. Yeah, that's her. Definitely.
Thanks for your help.
Hey, wait, where are you going, man?
I'm waking up Randy.
Yo, I don't know if that's the best idea. He's pretty fucking wasted and not exactly excited to see you, dude.
Randy! Hey, Randy! Hello? Randy? Randy!
Yeah, I told you, man, he's out.
He's not breathing.
What?
What the hell did you guys give him?
Nothing, man. Just a smiley. It was just totally harmless.
Randy! Randy! 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Call 911!
No, I can't, man. Not on my phone.
Well, motherfucker, take mine! Come on, Randy. 1, 2, 3. Come on.
I'm getting a busy signal.
What?
911's fucking busy, man. Look, I'll put it on speaker.
Help me lift him. We gotta take him to the hospital.
I can't, man. I'm sorry. This really has nothing to do with me.
What? Just help me get him to the car.
Yeah, I can't be involved with any of this. Okay? Yeah, I gotta go.
But hey! Hey!
Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, come on.
I lifted Randy up and he was cold in my hands. I didn't think about it. I just threw him in the back of my car and I drove. The hospital was just down the road. I stepped on the gas and tried to focus. I tried not to look in the rearview mirror. I didn't want to see him. Not if he was gone.
Hey, it's me. Listen, I need you to call me back as soon as you get this message. This isn't about us. I just need to know if you smoked or took anything at the party last night. If you did, you have to call 911, because it might have been laced with some really bad shit. Okay? Call me back.
The sun was rising as I pulled into the hospital. I jumped out of the car and waved down the first people I saw. A small group of doctors and nurses who were on a smoke break outside the ER.
Can someone please help me?
When they turned to look at me, I noticed something strange. Some of them had seemed to be crying. One of the nurses put out her cigarette and walked over to me.
What's your emergency, sir?
It's my friend. I think he OD'd.
Okay, I'll look at him. Help me lay him down.
What, like right here? On the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we put him on a gurney? Get some paramedics, maybe?
That's not an option right now. Let's get him on the floor.
She dropped to her knees and checked Randy's vitals. It didn't take her very long. When she stood up and looked at me, I already knew what she was going to say.
I'm very sorry, sir. But your friend is dead.
Okay. Well, I'd still like to see a doctor, get a diagnosis. Can we do that?
Right now is not the best time.
What the hell does that mean?
I think it's best, sir, if you take 5 minutes to collect yourself. Call the deceased parents, then you can leave your friend here and go home.
What kind of hospital is this? You want me to leave my friend's body on the side of the road? Where are the paramedics? Why are those doctors standing there crying? What the hell is going on here?
Something happened last night. All of our patients died in their sleep.
The Edge of Sleep stars Mark Fishbach as Dave, Michael Yama as the Whale, Victor Rasuk as Mateo, Alex Esso as Katie, Pat Healy as the Trespasser, Joshua Burge as Gus, and Kara Santana as Linda. Written by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Directed by Jake Emanuel. Produced by Q-Code, Daylight Media, and Mark Fishbach. Recorded, mixed, and mastered by Salt Audio. Original music and score by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio. Sound design by Maria Mora and Juan David Chaparro Perez for Audio for Media. Edited by Zach Jurich. Associate producer, Tess Ryan. Script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production support provided by James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Art by Matt Taylor and Aaron Salazar. Special thanks to Jeff Roy, Mark Holden, Kirsty Jan Verdahl, and Celeste Armstrong. The Edge of Sleep is a Q-Code production. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to The Edge of Sleep on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your favorite audio dramas. You can also visit our merch store at qcodemedia.com/theedgeofsleep.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.